From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Donald Trump came to Gillies in Dallas last night. The presumptive Republican nominee's rally drew several thousand supporters and more than 1,000 protesters. KERA reporters covered the rally, and the protests will start inside. When you go see a Trump speech, you don't really go to hear policy details. The policy, ultimately, it's not that important. Not if you put the right guy in place, says DC Goodwin.
He has a lot of businesses. He's been successful. Even if he's had bankruptcies, he's helped pull them out of that, you know, paid them back.
Trump's supporters say he may not be perfect, but he's a straight shooter. And if he ruffles some feathers, Jackie Ball's t-shirt answers that. It's Trump's face over the phrase, haters gonna hate.
You have this very stupid, unintelligent, literally unintelligent mindset going on, like talking about, oh my God, he hates women. That's just very unintelligent because women should care about the well-being of their country.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J.
When he took the stage, Trump offered a meandering, hour-long speech that rehashed his campaign victories, bashed Hillary Clinton, and decried the general state of the country.
People don't respect our country anymore. People don't respect our leadership anymore. People don't respect us anymore. But let me tell you, they're going to respect you folks because things are going to change.
Exactly how he'll make that change? Again, you don't come here for the policy details.
Good stuff for us, only good stuff. We're going to make good deals, okay?
Trump saved his clearest policy plan for last. It's a policy his people know by heart.
Thank you. We're going to build that wall, believe me. We're going to build that wall. Who's going to pay for that wall? By the way, 100%. And they'll be happy to do it.
Inside the building, I'm Christopher Connolly for KERA News.
And from outside the Trump rally, I'm Stella Chavez. More than 1,000 people turned out to protest. Many of them wore white t-shirts symbolizing peace and waved American flags. Some carried signs in English and Spanish, enchanted anti-Trump messages. 17-year-old Graciela Alvarado came from Garland with three of her sisters. She held a sign that read, "Texans don't hate and we don't condone those that do." She says her parents are undocumented.
I think Donald Trump, like, he makes a lot of hate comments towards Mexicans, and my parents came from Mexico looking for a better future, and we're just here trying to make the American dream come true.
Heidi Yuhana is an eighth grade social studies teacher from Red Oak. She calls Trump's rhetoric divisive and hateful.
When we teach kids to talk nice to each other, and it's like he doesn't even do what an eighth grade student is taught how to do. And it just bothers me that people would actually consider putting him into the office of president. I just can't believe that.
Chartered buses carried protesters from across North Texas. Police presence was heavy. Sharpshooters kept a watchful eye from rooftops. Armored vehicles and barricades kept protesters from Trump supporters, at least until after Trump's speech. Then things got tense. There was a lot of yelling and one reported injury. A photographer was bloodied by a thrown rock. He returned to work and police made one arrest. Stella Chavez, KERA News.